Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you can make it personal, it's personal. It starts with me.
If all you want is success, and that's all you see, you will not have it. The end game, the aim, the target is about consistently following a guideline. And so if all you want is the success, if all you want is a trophy, but you don't want a story, a process, if you don't want to be made into something, then you've already missed it. You've already failed. You've already tanked. And so once you get this, everything changes. Everything changes. You cannot have success without process, without purging, without sacrifice. You cannot have it. It is virtually impossible. There's a myriad of things that we have to sacrifice. And there are seasons of sacrifice. And there are sometimes where a series of months you have to sacrifice, or a series of days, or a set of hours where you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice is going to have to become your companion and no longer your enemy. Too many of you think sacrifice is your enemy. Sacrifice is a curse word. Sacrifice is bad. I don't want to sacrifice. Well, guess what? Paradox comes with purpose. You cannot have promise without peril and pain. And so when sacrifice becomes your companion, it is only then that we can begin to step into the process of what is required to climb mountains. Everybody wants to get to the top of the mountain, but nobody wants to climb. Sacrifice is going to build me. Sacrifice is going to prepare me. I'm going to be equipped. I'm going to be conditioned. All of us are holding on to something that is familiar and we are comfortable, and it has become our paradigm, our pattern, our way of life. And if we're honest, we can't see ourselves without this thing. What have been the biggest obstacles in your life? What has stopped you? What has hindered you? What has provoked you to get lazy? Hindrances, weights that are stopping us, that are prohibiting us from advancing. When did you get to the point where you snapped so easily? When you let go so easily? When you gave up so easily? When are we going to step forward? When are we going to march into this thing?
In this life, there will always be obstacles. There will always be challenges. There will always be giants. What has defeated you? What is your giant? Name it. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it insecurity? Is it doubt? Perhaps your giant or your improbable feat is a better relationship, weight loss. What has been your obstacle, your challenge, your task? What is your giant? This is the last day you are going to allow this giant to defy you. I know it hasn't been easy. It's time to win.
depression. There will be anxiety. There will be oppression. There will be stress. There will be overwhelm. Will you buckle under the pressure or will you rise to the occasion? The Bible says that David got up and ran into the army of the Philistines. He ran towards the battle. And like an eagle is the only bird that flies into the storm, it is time for you to fly into the next dimension of where you have been called to. What is your dream? What is your idea? What is your assignment? There is a new breed of champions emerging out of the ashes of doubt and fear. Your knees may be knocking, your palms sweaty, but the time is now to rise up and run after it. Run after your dream. Run after your idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Yeah. Run after your goal! Run after it! With everything that you have! You will never have your future until you are fully persuaded that you are a carrier of everything required to fulfill your destiny. If nobody believes in you, you gotta make it up in your mind that all you have is all you need.
You are going to need vision. Before you win, you're going to have to see it. I want you to see yourself winning. If you can see it, you can have it. In this life, there will always be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, or a team who will face impossible odds. And somehow, through some combination of courage, will, grit, and a mustard seed of faith, they'll manage to overcome.
What I love about David is that David was not only one of the youngest, the smallest, the least likely. Not only was David underrated, but his weapon of choice was underrated. And there will be times in life where people will not believe in you, neither what you are carrying. I'm going to tell you the one thing that separated David from Goliath, and that was his heart for God and God's people. If you are going to defeat your giant, you are going to need heart. You must overcome what lies between the pit of your fears and the summit of your knowledge. Our Goliaths, our challenges, our giants oftentimes meet us in our valley places. It's not on the mountaintop that David fought Goliath, but it's in the valley. I tell you this, the tangible giants in our life are defeated by means that are intangible. If a man can conquer his mindset, if a man can master discipline, then there is nothing he can't win.
They will tell you that your dream is too big. They will tell you that your destiny cannot be fulfilled. they would tell you it is impossible to accomplish what you have set out to accomplish. But it's not about what they say. It's about what you say. I believe that you are born to triumph over every demon, over every devil, over every addiction. You are fighting for your family. You are fighting for your legacy. What you are fighting for is bigger than you. Do not forget this. David ran towards the Philistine. David ran towards the army. Your dream, your idea, whatever goal you have, get up and run after it.
You can defeat this enemy, and you can have your future. If you're going to defeat this giant, if you're going to win the war, it starts on the battlefield of your mind. This is where the war is won. Over the course of your life, you will discover that the obstacle is the way, that there is great counsel in conflict. We will discover that we are most creative in the midst of adversity. So do not run from your battle, for the battle is a learning experience. You got to overcome fear. The moment that you overcome fear, then your opponent is bankrupt. There's nothing they can do. You're going to have to dispense with fear and with negative self-talk. Remember your why. It is the why that gets us the win. And it is the why that gives us the power to persevere through the how. Stop looking for the addition. Stop looking for the validation. Stop looking for everybody to agree with what you're about to do. Stop looking for everybody to understand. And know this, all you have is all you need.
I can see your giant of addiction running towards you with words of darkness, death, attempting to strike fear in your heart. Will you cower? Will you back down? Or will you run into battle? But I see a generation rising up against the one who called you powerless, rising up against the fiery darts of the enemy, rising up against the lie that have held us down far too long, rising up against the despair and the heaviness and the chronic anxiety. I have waited my whole life for this moment. Thank you to everybody that doubted me. Knees buckling, palms sweaty, heart heavy, but I'm ready. I'm afraid, but I'm running. You will hear my feet walking the pavement. I'm no more complacent. Here's to everybody that doubted me. Here's to everybody that stopped believing in me. Here's to everybody that counted me out.
What has been tested? What has been proven? Do something with what's in your hand. Do what you can with what you have. All you have is all you need.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now.
Life is fragile. You are only mortal. You only have so much time to get it done. Your future awaits.
The future is hinged on your resiliency. Your family is depending on you to put in the work. Your friends, your circles of influence, your mentors. There are people all over the world who are depending on you. So our wounds become wisdom because our perspective. We have a new program. It's called resiliency.
What can I accomplish in the rain? Who can I become in the rain? What can I build
under these conditions? Resilience is based on compassion for ourselves as well as compassion for others. when we tackle obstacles, when we face adversity and conflict, it is only then that we find hidden reserves of courage and resilience we didn't even know we had.
So I need you to put in 1,000% every single day. Get hungry, stay hungry.
I'm talking to that football team. I'm talking to that baseball team, that basketball team. I'm talking to that fighter. I'm talking to that track star. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to the person who failed the exam over and over and over again. I'm talking to that individual who feels as though all hope is lost, who feels as though they gave it their all. If you are still alive, you've got something left.
You still think failure is final.
You're gonna learn to change the movie that is playing in your head.
And the moment that you stop thinking that failure is final and you shift your perspective and you understand that failure is a lesson learned, it is at that very moment that you can break out of the prison of fear. Because this is what happens when we fail, when we fall, fear creeps in. Fear sedates us. Fear immobilizes us. Fear tells us that we're inflexible. We're incapable. Fear tells us that we're irresponsible. Fear tells us that we don't want it bad enough. Fear imprisons us.
I'm getting out of this place. You can't hold me here any longer.
Fear says if you get up now and you try it again, you'll fail again, so stay here with me. Fear is moody and resentful and lazy and self-condemning. And your future hinges on these two words. If you will listen, these two words can be your passport out of the prison of fear. If nobody has told you this, let me tell you now. I know you failed, but get up. I know it hurts, but get up. One of the things you are going to have to do is get the image of failure out of your head. Stop meditating on the mess up and see yourself walking in the mastery of this thing. If you want your future, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I know you're bleeding, but get up. I know it hurt, but get up. I know you disappointed people that believed in you, but get up and try again, try again, try again.
Right where you are, I want you to see it differently. And this time you understand where your weaknesses are. And this time you understand your vulnerabilities. I need you to see this thing. You got to see this thing. Failure is not final. If you can see failure differently, then the whole game changes. Now the world is your classroom because now you're seeing failure differently.
If you're going to get up and try this thing again, four things you got to know right now. Hear me loud and clear. Snap out of it. Snap out of it, snap out of it, snap out of it, snap out of it. Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. Stop telling yourself you don't have what it takes. Snap out of it, snap out of it. Stop telling yourself you will fail if you try again. Snap out of it. Get up and give it everything you have.
A lot of us don't get up and try again because we keep playing the failure over again and again and again. And this is why you continue to fail, because that's all you see. And the moment that you change the motion picture in your head and you see something different, now you no longer see the mess, you no longer see the madness, you no longer see the trauma, you see the triumph, you see what is possible, you see that you have what it takes because you saw where you failed and now you can see, okay, now failure positions us to be instructors for the future.
You become a better thinker and a better problem solver. Failure spawns creativity, motivation, and tenacity. Show me somebody who has achieved greatness. And if you pull up their past, I promise you, you'll see some failures and some lessons learned. But what happened? Failure became their instructor. All of these lessons eventually build a level of confidence and self-esteem that you would have never had you not failed. Failure teaches us how to value and cherish wisdom and understanding. Failure teaches us how to reprioritize. Failure creates opportunity to come back.
I don't want you to see failure as a disease. I want you to see it as a currency. I want you to know that there are lessons that you learn and you gain wisdom in the lesson. You gain a deeper understanding of the power of your future. There are things you will be able to buy in your future with the currency of failure, with the lesson that you learn. We look in this mirror and we see what's possible. We see possibility. And oftentimes we date possibility. We date destiny. We don't marry destiny. We date destiny. We date the idea, the theory of success, what I could be, what's possible. We conversate about things we want to accomplish, but then we get trapped back in the prison of fear. Fear of failure. A lot of you, you have fear of greatness. You are afraid of promotion. You are afraid of elevation. You are afraid to hit the stage. You are afraid of opportunity because you're thinking to yourself, if I get on this stage, if I get on this field, if I get on this court, if I get on this track, if I get in this room and you give me an opportunity and I drop the ball, I won't be able to ever live it down. But listen to me, it is a lesson learned. And it is a lesson that you would have never learned had you not given it a try. Give yourself a chance to win. Give yourself a chance to win. Be the person that said, I tried. I tried. I gave it all I had. I tried. And now I can reevaluate. And now I can deliberately investigate my emotional and mental state. And I can figure out what's wrong with me. What happened? Why did I miss the ball? Why did I miss the punch? Why didn't I see this thing the way I could have? What can I do better? If we can change our perspective on failure, our lives will never be the same. You're going to learn to change the movie that is playing in your head. A lot of us don't get up and try again because we keep playing the failure over again and again and again. And this is why you continue to fail, because that's all you see. And the moment that you change the motion picture in your head and you see something different, now you no longer see the mess. You no longer see the madness. You no longer see the trauma. You see the triumph. You see what is possible. You see that you have what it takes because you saw where you failed, and now you can see, okay, now failure positions us to be instructors for the future. And see, when we get into the prison of fear because we have fallen in an area, fear has friends. One of the chief friends of fear is doubt. And doubt cures more dreams than failure ever will. There are people who have failed in their head before they even reach the field. So I want to invite you to renounce the spirit of fear. Failure is the only opportunity to begin again. And if I'm talking to anybody that's hungry for the future, all you need is an opportunity to try again.
Failing doesn't make you a failure. It's something you did. It's not who you are.
There is a light inside of every one of us, an ember that burns and begs us to become more than what we have ever been. It's our aspirations that must become our allies. I noticed that everything that I have accomplished over the course of my life, I accomplished with a new set of beliefs and a new set of habits. I noticed I was able to make things happen when I destroyed the door in the room. See, I don't care what your goal is. It could be relationships. It could be to lose weight. It could be to make more money. It could be to become something nobody in your family has ever been. The moment that you destroy the door, the way out, in the room of your dream, that's when you make it happen. What you do while you are in pain will echo through the ages.
Scrape the grill of your past and get all that junk out of there. Of every memory of every failure, you need to unplug from everybody and everything that is telling you that you cannot have your future, that you cannot have this goal, that you can't do what's on your heart to do. You got to unplug. Unplug.
Unplug, 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 unplug.
There are too many people in your life that keep telling you that you are not qualified, that you don't have what it takes, that you will never be able to accomplish because your resume ain't long enough, because you don't have the experience, because you are unfit. And so you got to unplug from all the negative voices. You got to unplug from everything and everybody that's telling you you cannot have that dream, that you are not qualified to have that dream. You got to unplug. You got to unplug. It may hurt because there are some people that you're going to have to let go of. There are some people that can't come with you to the next level. They're not qualified to fly at the frequency that you're flying at. They cannot come. And you got to get in touch with you. See, you can't have the dream unless you know you. Now, everybody wants this dream. Everybody wants this lifestyle, but they don't know themselves. And so you need to take some physical evaluation, some emotional and psychological evaluation, spiritual evaluation. And you got to figure out, okay, what works and what doesn't? And what are my boundaries and what are my limitations and what am I capable of and what do I need to work on? And then you need to connect with the people that believe in your dream. Life moves at the speed of your relationships, connections, and circles. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to forgive yourself. You need to reprioritize your activities. Everybody wants the dream to come true, but nobody wants to reprioritize their activities. Nobody wants to hack into their habitual nature and build new habits that are going to give you the future that you seek after. If not now, then when? Dream big, start small. You got to dream big, start small, act now. Dream big, start small, act now. Stop waiting for the temperature to change. Stop waiting for your feelings to be in check. Stop waiting for everything to line up. It's never going to line up. It's never going to be perfect. You just got to jump. You just have to jump. There are no roses without rain. If you can remember that, then you will always see adversity as advantage and obstacle as opportunity. Know this, that your process may be messy, but your mess will become your message. So what is your why? Because if your why is powerful enough, then you can persevere through the process. What is it? Find it. Define it. Be reminded that you can, you will, you must never give up. The actions that you take, the moves that you make will echo throughout the ages. As there is a generation of people who are attached to your why. And if you don't succeed, they'll never believe. So make it happen.
Persistence, consistency, resilience, courage, establishing your priorities, mastering self-awareness, maintaining focus, believing that your help is coming, because if your dream only requires you, it's not big enough.
And I know it's hard right now, and I know you feel like quitting, but you gotta understand there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Stop lying to yourself and telling yourself that you have time. See, the greatest lie that you have believed far too long is that you have time. You have time. That there is a tomorrow, that you can drag your feet and you can crawl. Sometimes you gotta run. You can't crawl towards some dreams. You can't walk towards some dreams. Some dreams you gotta run toward. You gotta run, baby. Run, run after it. Run like there's no tomorrow. Run like you know you deserve it. Run like you know that there is nobody else that can attain it. Run after it. For many of you, defeat has traumatized you, and it has left an image in your head, and this is why you won't go after it. I want you to erase the face of defeat and embrace the process. Now, I know for many of you, that's like a bad word. You hate process, but see, the process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. And in order for you to reach your end, That end is going to have to be extremely valuable in your eyes. The process is muddy. The process is murky. The process is dark. The process is cold. The process is going to leave you in places where you're going to feel like you have been abandoned, like nobody believes in you, nobody supports you. When you don't see a light at the end of your tunnel, you got to remember the light that is burning inside of you that nobody is able to put out. There is not a person on this planet that can stop you. There is not a person on this planet that can puncture your potential if you could just get through the process. Just get through the process. It's muddy, it's bloody, but it's worth it. At the end of the day, it's worth it. No sunrise without a sunset. There is no one like you in all of the earth. There is no one that can do what you can do. You are the only option. You are the only play. Nobody else is going to be able to do this. Know this, that your process may be messy, but your mess will become your message. So what is your why? Because if your why is powerful enough, then you can persevere through the process. What is it? Find it. Define it. Be reminded that you can, you will, you must never give up. I don't care what the adversity has been. You have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief, or you can choose resilience. You can cope with what happened. You can upload the program of resilience and recover all and get back to the place where you were before the fall. Stop waiting for the storm to pass and ask yourself the question, what can I accomplish in the rain?
What can I accomplish in the rain? Who can I become in the rain?
There are people all over the world who are depending on you. So our wounds become wisdom. We have a new program. It's called resiliency.
The race is not given to the strong nor the swift, but it is given to he that endureth until the end. Life doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get more forgiving. We just get stronger and we get more resilient. One thing we know is that adversity, conflict, trauma does not discriminate. We are all acquainted with pain. I don't care how many times life knocks you down, get back up and tell life, I'm supposed to be here. I belong here. Give me what's mine.
When we tackle obstacles, when we face adversity and conflict, it is only then that we find hidden reserves of courage and resilience we didn't even know we had. It's literally only when we face failure that we realize these resources are always there within us. We only need to find them to fulfill our destinies. After life has beaten you and broken you into pieces, resiliency is that gift and ability. It's the discipline to turn those pieces into a work of art.
Many of you listening to me know what it's like to lose everything. You know what it's like to hit rock bottom. You know what it's like not to be supported. You know what it's like to be lied on. You know what it's like to experience emotional, relational, and psychological trauma. And it changes you because you don't know what you are made of until you have gone through something. You already know what failure feels like. You already know what it feels like to quit, to stop, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch, to move to a substance, to put your confidence in some man or some woman, to lay idle. But do you know what it's like
to give everything that you have and push and persevere.
If you're going to understand the program of resiliency, we are going to have to stop running from difficult times.
Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. What you go through, you will grow through. Some fights are not won in the first round. Flat out, and the moment that you get that and you get crystal clear and you accept the fact that there are some giants that you will not defeat in the first round, you need endurance, you need stamina to reach some goals. You're not going to hit the million with the first investment. You're not going to hit the home run always at first swing. But resiliency says, I belong here and I deserve another shot. I want my opportunity. Give me my opportunity.
It's your reaction to adversity, not adversity itself, that determines how your life story will develop. Rock bottom is the solid foundation to build the future. And you've lost everything. You have everything you need. Resiliency says, I tried and I failed. Resiliency has its own mentality. The program of resiliency says, I tried and I failed, I tried and I failed, I tried and I failed, I tried and I failed again. I'm gonna start again, and I'm not waiting till Monday. I'm gonna start right now. I tried again and again, and I succeeded. See, what a lot of people don't know is that the movie, The Matrix, is more of a documentary than it is a movie. See, anytime Neo needed to accomplish something, they would just simply upload the program. If he needed to know Taekwondo, if he needed to know karate, if he needed to speak a different language, he would literally just upload the program to Neo's consciousness. Well, life works the same. There is a program. We all run programs. And it doesn't matter if you're at the county fair. It doesn't matter if you're at the family cookout. It doesn't matter if you're at home watching a movie in the basement or on vacation with your wife or your husband. We're all running a program. And you have default settings within your subconscious. And we have many of us deal with laziness. Many of us deal with anger. Many of us deal with frustration. And these are different programs that we run. And so now you need to deliberately investigate and examine your internal man and ask yourself, what are the programs I'm running? Because for many of us, laziness is a program. Procrastination is a program. Anger and anguish and bitterness and unforgiveness is a program. And if you're going to hang on to grief and anger and unforgiveness because of the lawsuit or because of the jail time or because of the record that you think somebody messed up or the messy divorce you are going through or the job you lost or the business that tanked, I don't care what the adversity has been, you have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief. Or you can choose resilience. You can cope with what happened. You can upload the program of resilience and recover all and get back to the place where you were before the fall. Get up! Stop waiting for the storm to pass and ask yourself the question, what can I accomplish in the rain?
What can I accomplish in the rain? Who can I become in the rain?
What can I build under these conditions?
Resilience is based on compassion for ourselves as well as compassion for others.
The future is hinged on your resiliency. Your family is depending on you to put in the work. Your friends, your circles of influence, your mentors. There are people all over the world who are depending on you.
So our wounds become wisdom because our perspective. We have a new program. It's called resiliency.
Are you willing to lose sleep? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you fully persuaded? Are you determined? I don't care how many times life knocks you down, get back up and tell life, I'm supposed to be here. I belong here! Give me what's mine!
When we tackle obstacles, when we face adversity and conflict, it is only then that we find hidden reserves of courage and resilience we didn't even know we had. It is literally only when we face failure that we realize these resources are always there within us. We only need to find them to fulfill our destinies. After life has beaten you and broken you into pieces, resiliency is that gift and ability. It's the discipline to turn those pieces into a work of art.
Sometimes I gotta look myself in the mirror and ask myself, is that all you got? Come on, you're prepared, you're conditioned, you've been beaten, you've been battered, you've been broken, you've been left for dead, but there's more because you're breathing and you feel it. So if you can feel it, you can push it, so push past. The truth of the matter is, that's not all you have. There's more left in you. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. I know you've been brought to tears. All the blood, all the sweat, all the sacrifice, all of the suffering. I know you want to quit right now, but this is not the time to let go. This is not the time to doubt. This is not the time to quit. Keep going. Use it to your advantage. See the pain as a stage. See the pain as a plane. See the pain as an opportunity. You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive. I'm coming out kicking. I'm coming out swinging. You left me and thought I wouldn't overcome. You forgot about me. You let go and thought I couldn't survive it. But I'm here. It's not always about people. Sometimes life, oftentimes, most of the times, life will blood in your nose. Life will leave you in a cardiac arrest. Life will leave you in an accident. Life will knock you upside your head and dare you to get back up again. To use the pain, because there's more left. I'm talking to that person in the hospital bed. I'm talking to that person that lost their mother. I'm talking to that person that lost their father. I'm talking to that person who didn't get picked on the team. I'm talking to that stay-at-home mom. I'm talking to that future engineer. I'm talking to that future entrepreneur, that hustler. I'm talking to that person who's been called to do something nobody's done in their family. I know you're going through an unprecedented amount of pain, but you can press through it. If you can feel it, you can lift it. The time is now to do what has never been done. Use the pain! Use the pain! Use the pain! So I hear the crowds calling. And even if they're silent, I will call myself. Why is it that we go through life and we feel like we can live without pain, that we can avoid pain, that we can go under it or go around it? Pain is like pressure. And without pressure, there is no diamond. And I'm just wondering if there's anybody out there that's listening to me that is sick and tired of complaining about the pain. I don't make enough. They didn't believe in me. They weren't there. They didn't see it. They didn't pick me. I didn't get the raise. I didn't get the promotion. She walked out on me. He abused me. My kids are ignoring me. My teenagers are driving me crazy. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that wants to stop complaining about it and is going to use it to your advantage. Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain can make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help? Because you wouldn't have prayed like you pray had you not been hurt. You wouldn't love like you love had you not been hurt, because you know what it's like to hate somebody. So you refuse to go down that path. Use the pain. A musician plays his instrument. Play pain. Play it. When pain shows up at your door, when people try to inject it, inflict it, use it to your advantage. Oftentimes, it feels like it is impossible, an insurmountable feat to get past the beating. But as long as I can feel it, I'm not in a state of paralysis. If you can feel it, you can move it. I can feel this. I can move this. I'm not paralyzed. I can feel this. It's heavy, but it's got to get out of my way. When life throws you a weight, lift it. I'm not complaining because life got heavier. I'm celebrating because I'm getting stronger. Let's go! Use the pain! Your perspective is everything. You gotta see this thing differently. You gotta find a mirror and see this thing differently. And I gotta speak these affirmations, and I have to believe. I have to believe, even if I'm bleeding, even if I'm broken. I have to believe that this came to help me, not hurt me. It made me better. I'm not bitter. I'm wiser. I'm conditioned now. I see this thing differently now. I'm able to move and navigate and breathe different and talk different and walk different and build differently. I'm not building out of anger and revenge. I'm building from a place of abundance. Pain is inevitable, and it is unavoidable. You cannot live without pain. But how you navigate that pain will determine how you propel into your purpose. Use the pain. Use the pain to push you into a place of abundance. Use the pain to push you into a place where your very existence is life-giving. Use the pain not for revenge, but for fulfillment. I don't want you to die because you wanted me to die. I don't hate you because you hate me. I don't want you to lose everything, even though you took everything from me. I want everybody to win. If you can hear my voice, I want you to win. I'm talking to people that have lied on me. I'm talking to the people that have given up on me. I'm talking to the people that have walked out on me after I gave you everything. I'm talking to you. I want you to win. I want everybody to win. That's how you know you've used the pain. Not to inflict pain, but you've converted that pain in the fuel. And so there needs to be a conversation on the inside of you about conversion. Convert the pain into fuel, not payback. Payback is for punks. I don't need you to hurt like you hurt me. I want you to win because I want to be better. I got to be bigger. I got to be the better human being. I got to be the one who is existing that's life-giving. I got to be the one that can do better. I got to be the one that after you knock me off of the mountain, after you push me off of the hill, after you drag me off the staircase I was climbing, after I wipe the blood out of my eyes and spit up whatever I need to spit up and cough up whatever I need to cough up, I'm coming back to help you. I need everybody to win. Pain is inevitable, and it is unavoidable. The question is, can you leave where you've been? Can you close the gap between pain and promise? So it's time to come face to face with pain. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how much more can you take? Ask yourself the question, is this all you got? The more you run, and the more you lift, and the more you train, and the more you dance, and the more you sing, and the more you advance into the beauty, the brilliance of your future, the more that you move forward and you advance, and you do it for your mother, you do it for your father, you do it for the one that believed in you, you do it for God himself who put you on this planet to make an impact and leave a legacy. Ask the pain one question: is this all you have? Is this all you got? While I'm lifting these weights, I know it hurts, but ask that dumbbell, is that all you got? Ask that treadmill, is that all you got? When you're in rehearsal, when you're practicing again, when you're beating on your craft, ask yourself, is this all you got? Self, I got more in me. You thought you were empty, but you had a quarter tank. Some of you had half a tank. Some of you had three quarters of a tank. There's more in you. My content creators, my entrepreneurs, my musicians, come on, my keynote speakers, my captains of industries, my CEOs, from the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. It hurts when we hit in the gym. It hurts when we're lifting these weights and we're trying to accomplish a goal. It hurts. It's painful. It's daunting. It's cumbersome. I don't want to do it. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. I'm suffering. But after I've suffered, there is a reward. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you. You may be hurting. You may be dying on the inside, but you still got life left. You gave them everything you had, and they left you for dead. I know what that feels like, to be left for dead after you gave everything you had. I know what it feels like. You give, and you pour, and you sow, and you believe, and you give them everything you have, and they leave you for dead. And you are either going to lie in a state of paralysis or feel the pain. The truth of the matter is, if you can feel it, you still got life left in you. Close the gap between pain and promise. The gap is closing. The gap is closing. The gap is closing. The gap is closing again. Use the pain! Use the pain! Use the pain!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.